As you look up today, you're going to see planes from all eras at the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. And joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is biplane pilot Susan Dacey. She is the only woman flying exhibition in the Super Stearman that she calls Big Red. And Susan, why is this plane so special?
Well, it's a wonderful airplane. Actually, the airplane has great history with our country. I started as a military trainer for World War II in the Army Air Corps and also served as a platform initially for naval aviators, too. And the Stearman then, after more than 10,000 were produced in the course of the wartime effort, afterwards, the airplane was found to be very suitable as an excellent crop duster, agricultural aircraft. And then after that, with the larger engine that was installed for the crop dusting purposes, using it in the air show exhibition regime became a really popular thing. As a kid, many years ago, I went to an air show in Rockford, Illinois, which was the precursor to the EAA. That event occurs, of course, in Oshkosh next week, and saw a large biplane flying, and that just really stuck with me. And very luckily, I grew up at a little airport, and we kind of specialized in maintaining those aircraft for people out of the Chicagoland area. And after much, much pestering and begging with the family, I helped restore a Stearman of my own and got to fly that. And then I evolved into flying Big Red, the plane I now use as my air show platform.
Why do you want to be involved in air shows? What is it that attracts you?
I've actually retired from my airline job. Did that for over 38 years. I now have over 39,000 hours of flying time. I still love the airshow flying. I still love general aviation. I love my airline career, but I've always maintained also a fascination and love of general aviation. It has turned into sort of full-time for me now as of this summer, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I'm so thrilled to be bringing Big Red up to the Milwaukee lakefront.
How much skill does it take to do some of the things that you're doing in the air? You do barrel rolls, you do hammerhead turns, loops, Cuban eights. What goes into learning a maneuver like that?
It's really just like, you know, the same protocol of learning any new skill. You're introduced by someone with the knowledge who can mentor you. You take lessons, practice, never trying anything new, of course, in front of a crowd at an air show. Any of the maneuvers you see and the routines we're performing, we've done many, many, many times. And we keep them current. We keep them fresh. We don't start out very at the beginning of the season without having done these. And the fun thing about this air show, like so many, there's a great contrast here. I'm taking people back into what it was like in the early days of aviation. And then we have world-class aerobatic champion with us right in our forefront this weekend, Rob Holland, who takes people. Now it's what aerobatics have evolved to in this day and age with the ultra modern lightweight airplanes. But nonetheless, the skill of the pilot can really make that airplane show its stuff. So you see both ends of the spectrum and certainly the wonderful military presence.
What is it like for you when you take off in that Stearman and you know you're going to be performing in front of thousands of people, and to get it right and the precision you must have, what kind of concentration does that take?
My practice flight is as important as the show in front of the crowd. Of course, I'm performing for everyone there on the lakefront, and that's obviously the goal, is to perform our routine so that we are proud to display it in front of everyone. As always with these things, safety comes first, so we're always safety-minded. We're thinking, what if? And it's not at all being dramatic. It's just common sense. My main thing is keep the, you know, aircraft, which, of course, air shows are made inherently safe because of the procedures involved. It keeps us a good distance from the crowd. So, again, safety first, and then, of course, entertainment hot on the heels of safety. We go over an air show briefing every single morning before the air show, which covers, of course, all the normal things and things particular to that show and any variables that could be expected.
With over 39,000 hours in the air, you've faced a lot of situations. But when you've been performing, was there anything that ever made your heart kind of go into your throat and think, oh, boy, here we go?
I have had an engine failure during a show and such. Luckily, the landing site was right there, and we resolved the problem, and the airplane wasn't damaged and no damage. So I don't plan on bringing any of that kind of excitement to the show front this weekend.
Oh, no, we don't want that to happen either. We want to see you have a successful flight. You are only one of a few females performing in air shows in a biplane. Why do you think there are so few women?
Actually, you know what? There's at least one other that I know of, a woman in a Stearman, and she does a lot of air shows and has been at it for quite some time as well. A lot of folks really do lean toward competition flying also. the Stearman would not compete well with today's very modern, lightweight, ultra-high performance aircraft. So a lot of the gals performing in air shows today are flying the lighter weight aircraft, and they've evolved from biplanes. And, of course, world champion Patty Wagstaff does fly in air shows routinely, certainly will be showcased at Oshkosh as well next week. I can kind of just speak for myself. My love affair with the biplane started very long ago, and I'm still very favorable to that. That's one of my favorite aircraft.
Is there any plane that you've wanted to fly and you haven't had an opportunity yet?
I'm in awe watching a lot of other aircraft. Of course, a P-51 is a fantastic airplane and everything. I have been lucky enough to ride in one once, and that memory will stick with me as my closest encounter probably to a P-51. But there's so many airplanes out there, I couldn't begin to list them all. We don't have time, I'm sure.
Susan Dacey, she's going to be performing all 3 days at the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. Look out for the big red Boeing Super Stearman biplane, because Susan's going to be thrilling us all at the air show this weekend. Susan, thank you so much.
Libby, thank you. And everybody, come out to the wonderful air show. We look forward to seeing you.